Good morning, Paul Andrigo here, Toronto Real Estate Unfiltered. Today is the beginning of a huge new chapter in the Toronto Real Estate Unfiltered podcast journey. So I've just moved my podcast over to a new platform, so you'll be seeing a whole new interface that I hope is going to be friendlier. I've been doing a lot of testing. Getting to the point where I am with just passing 16,000 total plays, I want to make sure that I'm giving you guys more of what you need to make things as as easy for you to tune in, and to also include you more. I really want to make sure that you guys understand that this is not the usual podcast where it's just me that wants to communicate to you. I want to communicate with you. I'll say it again, that relationships for me will always come before real estate. So the reason, the selfish reason I started this podcast was to connect with many of you, whether you're at the gym, whether you're on a bike ride, whether you're on the road, wherever you might be, hopefully by sort of hearing a human voice, which of course I believe still remains the one of the sort of the backbones of communication is our voices, there's no denying the fact that voice technology and listening to things for a lot of us is a lot easier. I'm also going to be adding some new transcribed videos for those who prefer that method of video podcasting, because I know a lot of people do, and I watch some myself that I enjoy. So I've tried to add a pleasant option for that. But today is all about Thanksgiving and saying thank you. So I'm going to be going through my list as I do each year in some way, and I've been doing each year in some way since the year 2000. When I actually started in real estate, it was actually Thanksgiving weekend of all things, October 2000. Got my real estate license a few days before Thanksgiving, and then proposed to my wife on Thanksgiving. And it was something that we had talked about doing. The plans were basically where I wanted to be, in a position where I knew where I was going before we sort of decided to take a journey of our own. And we've been together since 1998. We've been married since 2002. So, and any success that I've achieved over the years, all the ups and all the downs and learning curves and, figuring out, new things and exploring new avenues in my business, including this podcast, has a lot to do with having the right people in my corner. So not just that, but I've also been very, very focused on the idea of paying it forward, not just, on a simple basis. And I don't ever want to be in a position where, if I've had any luck or any success in my business, I don't ever want it to be where anyone thinks that it's not appreciated. For me, every single move, I don't care whether it's someone's first rental or selling your home to move down to a condo, moving from the States to Canada, from Canada to the States, whatever it is. I'm currently doing all of those as we speak. So I appreciate every single one, and I appreciate every time you guys think of me as your contact for all things real estate, not just Toronto, not just GTA, because as you can imagine, over the 20 years, going into 20 years, I've made some incredible connections across the country. Done some amazing interviews with some incredible, other realtors that, again, are the kind of people that are like me in the sense where they are focused on relationships. They're very accountable, and they're not in this for the short term. That's the kind of thing where I've seen so many people sort of take the wrong route and just sort of go with someone who's got perhaps a flashy presentation or sometimes even as shallow as a nicer car than I might have, and that is the last thing you want to be doing is hiring the wrong person in your real estate process, because there are no do-overs. So I'm going to be going over my thank you list, and also want to remind you guys that I'm also working on my my very serious mission. Again, I'm paying it forward, and also providing 100 meals for the hungry and homeless each time I help any of you buy or sell. And I basically say that for every key that I, you know, help you get or you give back to me when you're selling, for every time that I do that, my goal is to provide 100 meals for the homeless and hungry in the Toronto area via the Daily Bread Food Bank. So I've done that already this year, and my goal is to actually reach 1,000 meals. So I'm hoping that you'll help me accomplish that. I cannot do this alone. It's something that I've been working on for many years, and I'm also doing on top of that, because again, I don't want to just have one thing that I'm doing. I'm also doing my ice cream cart food drive all through the fall. So that means whenever I'm selling your property, and I have my ice cream cart parked on your lawn, I'm also doing a food drive when I'm doing the grand opening. And it's been a really great successful thing over the years, as far as like just again adding a little bit more to to the process of collecting donations and food and supplies, like everything that they might need at the food at the Daily Bread Food Bank to help those in need. And it's very simple that when you have enough on your table, it's important to build longer tables. So if you have the ability to do that, which I believe with my podcast and my connections to you guys, I think I'm in a position to be able to orchestrate that thanks to you. This is not something I ever take credit for alone, and I never will. That's just not who I am. So thank you, each of you, and I'm hoping that I make sure to mention as many of you as I can, including all of the new clients from 2019, people I've just met in the last few weeks, right back down to the people that I've met in the 2000s when I started, and all those supporters in between all the way. Some of the names, of course, are multiple people have the same name. So if you hear that name and it's you, chances are, and we've met or worked together, then of course I'm talking to you. So thank you so much for, again, all of your support. Thank you for tuning in. I hope that you like the new new interface and the new look of the podcast. And I'd love to hear from you guys. I've always said that is, again, the reason why I do this is it will open, I believe, some doors that that I never would have opened. And just to see where people are listening from, and to meet with people from all over the world that I've been able to meet with thanks to this, medium, the podcast medium, it's been, again, just a complete privilege to be able to do that. And I look forward to doing a lot more as I enter my 20th year in real estate in 2020. So you can imagine there's going to be a lot of cool things going on. And one of the little fun add-ons that I'm doing is now that you can sign up right here on this podcast for my updates. So sign up for the mailing list. So what I'm going to be doing is going to be doing regular Party Pizza Podcast, say that fast three times, Party Pizza Podcast prizes. So I'm going to be doing random draws for party pizzas from a local pizza place here in Toronto. I'm going to try to change it up a little bit. I'm hoping that you pizza owners, because I'm having a hard time connecting with you guys. As much as I've supported you guys, believe me, I actually worked in a pizza shop when I was 13 for a year. So I'm hoping that all of you local pizza guys will connect with me so I can help support your businesses through doing this, and also help others in the process, because I've got a very cool program that I've got ready to go for you guys. And I would love to help the local pizza shops. I don't want to just help the big guys. Of course, I just need to be able to have a gift card that I can buy from you as the prize for the random draws. But I would much rather support, again, the local pizza shops. And even if your friend owns a pizza shop, make sure you tell them about this. Send them this email. Send them this podcast, send them the link and have them sign up as well and connect with me directly. And it's the same way for me with every small business, that everything from flower shops to contractors to painters, because I get a million, and it feels like a million sometimes, I get dozens of requests a week for, do you know this guy? Do you know someone that paints? Do you know someone who can help us move? Do you know someone who can do drywall? Like every single thing comes up. So the more of you I connect with, including having you as guests as expert guests on my podcast, which I'm hoping to do more of. I really want to make sure that we're educating people together, because if you're not in your respective industry, I don't care what you do, if you're not educating people and offering value, then there's never going to be a connection. So your value, just like in every element of real estate, value must exceed cost, whether you're buying, whether you're hiring an agent to sell, whether you're doing renovations. And this is really important, because I've had some incredible innovations in my renovation program, my renovation bootcamp program, because so many of you have the ability to do so much more for your renovation dollars than you are, because you're not always getting the best advice. If you're only contacting the contractor or the painter or the roofer, you might not be getting the best advice depending on when you might be moving. If you're moving in a like 2 or 3 or 4 year basis, there might be certain renovations that, again, you might not know that might be a lot better for you than the ones that you're possibly doing. So I've had people make those big mistakes and then contact me and say, what do you think? That's not the time to do it. The time to talk to me for your renovation bootcamp is before you get started. So make sure, again, all of these things I've been talking about, on whatever thing that you want to connect with me about, let's just connect, have a coffee, and it's on me. And if you're in the Danforth area, I've got an incredible coffee shop, Press Books Coffees and Press Books Coffee Vinyl, which I just basically go for my vinyl fix, my coffee fix, and my book fix as often as I can, which is located at 2442 Danforth Avenue. So I'll connect with you. We'll meet there if you're in the area or able to meet me there, and we'll have coffee's on me. And you'll also get a coupon for $5 off new vinyl, because if you're like me in any way, and you love listening to vinyl, which for me, vinyl is just in so many ways, the purest form of listening to music. In some cases, it's the first recording of a certain album. There's no other noise going on. It's very undigital, but it's actually probably the most pure for me version of music, aside from live music, which I love as well. And you'll find that out if you've heard any of my podcasts, what a big music fan I am as well. So I want to thank you guys. I want to say have a great day. Enjoy your family. Have a little bit too much to eat. And then get back on the workouts on Tuesday. I will be out running again, as I have been doing, and trying to get rid of the extra Thanksgiving weight that came on with the time away that we were away with my family at Disney for a week. And as you might know, you go to a place like that and you eat a little bit more, you walk a lot more, but you eat a bit more and you have a bit more sugar than you'd like. And definitely that's a no-no for me. So again, hopefully you guys are going to have a great day. Thank you so much for tuning in as always, and enjoy your week. Thank you, Tara. Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Adrian. Thanks, Ian. Thank you, Kay. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Peter. Thank you, Evelyn. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Cyrus. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Sasha. Thank you, George. Thank you, Marcy. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Jared. Thank you, Miranda. Thank you, Adrian. Thank you, Jillian. Thank you, Melanie. Thank you, Darren. Thank you, Troy. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Brandy. Thank you, Peter. Thank you, Olga. Thank you, Damon. Thank you, Ellen. Thank you, Trisha. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Ian. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Amanda. Thank you, Alexandrine. Thank you, Andy. Thank you, Aviva. Thank you, Ibrahim. Thank you, Diana. Thank you, Barry. Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Caprice. Thank you, Nancy. Thank you, Helen. Thank you, Kieran. Thank you, Craig. Thank you, Jessica. Thank you, Liza. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you, Maggie. Thank you, Natalie. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Orla. Thank you, Paul again. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Pim. Thank you, Shannon. Thank you, Suzanne. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Phil. Thank you, Elizabeth.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.